I came in, I knew that maybe I would give just a short report about what God is doing in Uganda.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so on Thursday we came and visited with him, and we shared a number of things. And then when we talked about the message, he said, well, it would be good if you can share. So I said, well, that's fine. And then he decided to put aside the series of messages he has been doing. And so I really praise God for that love and the many things he shared with us that day, Google Earth. And it's very interesting that I was able even to see my home back in Uganda. And I praise God for the team that came to Uganda in 2004. This was Duane, David, Elsie, and some others. They were a blessing to us, and by that time, we're just constructing the children's home. We hadn't brought in the children. We didn't have electricity in the children's home. We had not put stuck on the building. We didn't have the water. But when they came in, they decided to stand with us. They were there October, November 2004. And so we did all those things, and immediately at the beginning of 2005, we brought in the kids. And the kids have really grown, and they are very exciting, because when we brought them in, they were between 3.5 years to 8 years. And now they have grown, and some of them, about 12 of them, have gone to high school. And so we praise God for that, and we thank you for your very support. And I thank God that even when Pastor David came in, he just continued with the vision that he found the church having. It is our prayer that one day you'll come back again and visit us. We really need you. And this morning I'm very grateful to God that the Lord gave me some people so who have been so nice. They come from Twin Cities Church. We have Mike and Janine Bello. They came and visited us in 2009. Janine came twice, Mike came once, and then we have Jeff and Morrison, Jeff and Susan, they also came and visited us, and they have been a blessing to us. So we are grateful to God for that. At the moment, I'm staying at Mike and Janine's home. I've been doing a lot of movements. So it was 2002 when the Lord spoke to me. By that time, I was in Michigan, and he said, all your blessings, all your support is going to come from California. And I really praise God that the Lord has fulfilled that word, and it has taken place. Because there isn't any other state in the U.S. which has done what California has done. And so I give praise to God for that. And so, as you can see, those are some of the boys and the girls in the children's home. And the name of the ministry is El Shaddai World Ministries, and we have the children's home, we have the school, we have the widows, then we have the churches. And with the support the Lord has been bringing in, we have been able to plant over 40 churches. Last year we planted the church in 99% Muslim, which was a bit hard, but somehow the Lord performed the miracle, and by the end of the mission, when we started the church, the first congregation had over 50 members, and a number of them were Muslims, and it is continuing to grow. At the moment there are over 100, so in about just 7 months, to see that we have over 100 members in that newly started church, it is amazing. And so we give praise to God that it is just because of your prayers, because of your support. Because you see, at times you might think that it is something very small, But us, it is big because it comes in at a time when you are in a fix. You do not know what to do next. But we give glory to God for each and everything. And so those are our children. When they came in, they were not as big as those. They were 3.5 to 8. But now we have between 7 and 14 years. So we give praise to God for that. Now, that is one of the dormitories. That dormitory is about 10 to 13 feet. And so we have, in the girls' dormitory, we have 61. And they sleep on bunk beds. And all the beds we received in 2004, towards the end, where 3.5 kids to 8 years were sleeping on. But now they have gone, they have grown, and so when they go in those beds and you see the way they sleep, it just makes you to think now, what next? But we praise God that we know that He is working and He will do something. And now you can see that is the boys' room where the mother stays with them. And so you can imagine how she feels as those boys are in the beds, and then even herself has to sleep. And at times it's something very hard. Maybe if there was to be like a house where we have 6 children, 8 children living, one room for the boys, one room for the girls, and then one room for the couple or one of the mothers, that would be something good. And so we are praying that God will do something, because that requires about $15,000 to do such a kind of a house. Then that is one of the structures of the school. We are grateful to God that when Twin Cities came in 2006, they were able to help us put up that building. It is made of wood, and then we have the corrugated iron sheets which we put up. But the wood is not strong wood. When it rains and water splashes on it, it begins rotting. And so we are praying and asking the Lord that we should be able to have a permanent building of the school. And as you see, that is the firewood we use for cooking. That is the one we are using as our bathroom. We dug a pit, then put concrete on the surface, put on some holes where the children go and eat themselves. And then at the same time, that's the place where the church goes on Sundays or other days when we have meetings. That is the classroom, and that one, and that one. That is also one of the buildings. Now, that is the kitchen. So you can see, it is very, 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 it just looks something very funny, but we are able to cook for the children, and they are able to have their meals. There it is lunchtime, they are lining for their food. And it happened to be that some time back we didn't have some furniture, tables and seats in the dining room, so they would just sit outside and they would have their meals. That one is the laundry. We have those two women, they pick all the dirty clothes of the children and they wash them and they hang them on those lines until when they are dried, and then they pick them and then take them back to the dormitories. Now, that is some of the property which Twin Cities bought for us. We are planning to put there a medical center and some homes where the children will be staying. That is my wife, still on the same property. Yeah, so that is that. So we pray that God will be able to provide, and we require your prayers. Pray with us that the Lord will supply. to the glory of His name. And just because you have prayed, you have supported, this is why these things are taking place. Because it is about 5 years ago when the Lord started using California to do something. And by that time we didn't have many churches. But now we have over 40 churches. By that time the children were not going to school. Now they go to school. The widows, when we see what God has done, it is amazing. And so we give praise to God. And so I'll ask Terry to just go ahead and show us that small video. It is just something very small. Yeah, so that is the dormitory, the girls' dormitory. You can see them moving around. But there is something I want you to see that is something to do with the pigs. Here he called them hogs. So the Lord performed the miracle and we were able to get another piece of property, about 4 acres, because what we are planning to do is make sure that as time goes by, we are able also to raise our own support locally, other than only depending on the support that comes from outside. And so, in 2003, a certain brother from Southern California had bought me a bus, and that one was helping us to bring in some money every day. But then as time went by, it became very old and we couldn't go along with it. So when we got to that piece of property, we decided that we should put there a farm. And we planted a banana plantation of about 1.5 acres, where we get some bananas for the children, for our home. And then we decided to put up a piggery farm. We bought 11 female young ones and one male. And that was last year in February. And as time has gone, when they grew up, they were able to deliver some young ones. Those young ones, we look after them up to about 2 months, and then we can set them off maybe about $25 each. But if they are not bought at that stage, we continue feeding them until when they come to 5 to 6 months, and then we slaughter them and sell the pork to the hotels. And we are praying and asking the Lord that we should expand that project. Because if we can make 1,000 to 2,000 pigs, and then we find every month we are selling about 10 to 20 pigs, we shall be able to raise some money to do some other projects. Because we need to build more churches, because the churches we have are temporary structures. And so we need permanent buildings. We need to build maybe schools and many other things. The ministry is growing. We need to support our pastors and what have you. But the biggest part of the project is to look after the orphans, because the orphans are many. At the moment we have 61, but our target is to make them about 500 orphans. And so you can imagine if all the orphans, some of them who come in, they are not born again. Some of them are Muslims. If they are trained and they know the Lord Jesus Christ and they are able to get some jobs, when they go back into the community, they will transform the community. And so that is our target. And to build one pen, which can maybe contain about 50 pigs, that one will require about $2,500 to $3,000. And to feed pigs maybe about 10 for a full year, it requires about $500. And so we give praise to God that the Lord has given us that vision, and we give praise for the support that you have given to us. May the Lord bless you so much, and may He continue to supply. And I pray that God will heal your economy in every way, because your economy has been so good, and we have been helped a lot. Glory be to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we give you praise for this wonderful day that you have given to us. We thank you for your great love. And I thank that God you have caused me to be in this place, to be able to share with your people. It is exciting for me, Lord God, to be able to stand here. Thank you very much for your grace. Thank you very much for your love. I pray that you speak to us this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
So,
when I was here on Thursday, there is a message that I was working on. And I had even shared with Mike that I'd be sharing on that message. But after I left here, as I prayed, in the night, in my dream, I dreamed when I was preaching on a message. Usually some of my messages, I get them through dreams or through visions. They can be I pray and I said, God, I give a message. And when I go to sleep, just in a dream, God gives me a message and I see myself preaching. And then when I get out of the dream, I begin to put down the outlines. And so I'm grateful to God that God gave me a message about 3 days ago, which I want to share with you, which is, by His grace, we are saved. The grace of God is so wonderful. Because I would not be here if it was not the grace of God. When I was born, my father and my mother were not Christian. They were worshipping ancestral spirits. They would slaughter some goats, pour some blood, then they would just cook some meat, put it on a potsherd, and then just go and place it in a certain small house. And then at times they would kneel down and then you would hear them just talking to those spirits. But I'm grateful to God that the Lord has been so good in that kind of situation where I did not know the Lord. God picked me and saved me. The grace of God is so abundant. The unmerited favor of God. Where would you be if it was not His grace? Maybe some of us would be dead. If it was not the grace of God that saved me, maybe I would have died of AIDS in Uganda. Most of the people that are my peers have died. But I praise God that His grace has been so sufficient that it has picked me and has brought me this far. Some of you would have never been in Uganda if it was not the grace of God. And so I'm grateful to God that today we can stand and share the grace of God. The scripture which most of you, I'm sure you have read through Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." What did you give to God for you to get saved, for you to become a child of God? There was nothing. There is no gift you paid to God. There is no work you did, but He Himself decided to come down. This is why the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And so as my dad, Duane, as he was sharing down, talking about the grace and the way the Lord has brought us into His kingdom, it is amazing. Now, by His grace, we are able to become one race. We are one body. And so what has grace done for us? There are many things. I believe that I cannot talk about everything and complete what grace has done for us. We have been justified. There is nothing that you could have done for you to attain the righteousness of God. But by His grace, we have been justified. We have been given the righteousness of God. For the Bible says, God made Jesus Christ to be sin, a man who knew no sin, that we should be made the righteousness of God. So when you read Romans 3, 23-24, when you really see what God did, it is something amazing. When Christ had to come down to live out the glory, everything that was good for Him, and He decided to come down and put on flesh and blood, and He decided to live on planet Earth, so that He can die for you and me. It is amazing. And so when we look at these two verses, Romans 3, 23 and 24, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We have been justified by His grace. We have been redeemed. We are now children of God. It would have been very hard for us to attain what we have attained today, to have righteousness, to stand justified before God. The righteousness which has been imputed on us, which we never worked for, which we never paid for. But God Himself decided to come down in the person of Jesus Christ to die on the cross, to pay the penalty of our sins, that we should be made the children of God. And so this is why we need to be very serious about this. It's not something we need to joke about, because it cost God His Son. We have been accepted. You know that as Gentiles, we could not approach a holy God. There was a group of people that had been selected. The children of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the Jews. They were the only one who had a God. They are the only one who could come to God, and they had the promises. They had the covenants. But now you see, we have been accepted. Ephesians 2:6 said, we have been accepted in the Beloved. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we have been accepted into Him. We are part of His body. Then we have access to the throne of grace, the throne of God. We would never have reached the throne of God. Every time you kneel down or you stand, or even when you are lying down, you are able to go to God and speak to Him and say, my Father, there is such and such a need. Please, can you meet it? I have sinned against you. Please, can you forgive me? I am sick. Can you heal me? It is just that grace which God showed when we were nobody, when we are no people. And He decided to say, now you can become my children. I have accepted you. And then now you can come to the throne of grace. This is why the Bible says in Hebrews 4:16 that we should come boldly to the throne of grace in time of need, and we shall find grace and we shall obtain mercy. We could not do that. What brings us here every Sunday or any other time? It is the grace of God. We want to know more of Him. We have become children of God. We were not children of God. We were completely far away from Him. But when we read Romans 8:14-16, the Bible says we have been adopted as children of God. We can come to Him as children. This is why when the Lord Jesus Christ was teaching His disciples, He told them, as you pray, say, our Father. Only the Jews could say, our Father. But now we can also, our Father. We have been adopted. We are children of God. Isn't that very wonderful, brethren? We give glory to God for that. So we have been forgiven our sins. We didn't do anything. But just because of the blood of Jesus Christ, which was shed on the cross, we are forgiven when we come to Him. Because the Bible says in Romans 9:10, He said that when we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shall believe that God raised Him from the dead, we shall be saved. For we believe in our hearts and it is counted unto us righteousness, and we confess with our mouth and it is counted unto us salvation. We have peace with God. We have been justified. Now we have peace with God. There was no peace. Even when you stood around, you'd find that your heart would be pounding. You could not approach a holy God. But now, through the grace of God, you can approach God. You have the peace to approach Him. We can no longer fear to approach a holy God. You know that God will hear you when you pray. Even when there is some kind of turbulence around, things are so hard, you are able to go to Him and pray and ask Him to do something. We have become heirs of God, even joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Me being an heir with Christ, the Son of God? Isn't that wonderful? All of us, everything that God owns, because the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. The silver and the gold are his, cattle and the south are his, and a number of other blessings. Because the Bible says God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The Bible says God has raised up Jesus Christ and has made him to, the Bible says he has raised us up together and he has made us sit together in heavenly places. Joint heirs. When you are a joint heir with somebody, take for example, like as the Daddy Duane has a house or has some property. If he says now, my sons, my daughters, you are joint heirs of my property, it means they have equal shares. So if we are joint heirs with Christ, it means we have equal shares with Christ. So the way Christ comes to God as his Father, it is the same way we come to God as our Father. It is just something when I think about it and I know that I can come to him as his child, I feel more humbled. Because how could I? Because you see, then the Bible says that Christ calls us his brethren. Being a brother or a sister to Christ, it is something great. It is grace. It is grace that has done that. We have been delivered from the curse of the law. Because there are many things that have happened in our lives. There are some people you find that in their life, in their generation, people die of diabetes, high blood pressure, a number of things. Those are curses that have been brought into that line by what was happening in our great-grandparents, in our forefathers. But it is amazing that God, when we come to him, some of those curses are broken. In my family, people used to die by the age of 50. And every 5 years, would lose an important person. But after some time, God revealed it to me. It was some kind of a curse. So I went ahead and I prayed and I said, God, this must be broken. Because I was following up things every after 5 years, and it happened for about 5 times. But after I came to know the Lord and God revealed it to me, I prayed against it and it was broken. And God has been doing wonderful things. So curses, the Bible says Jesus Christ hung on the tree and he took our curse, and so that curse has been broken away from us. We have been reconciled to God. We were enemies with him because of our sinfulness. But just because of the grace of God, we have been reconciled. Now we are friends of God. He is our friend. This is why Jesus Christ told his disciples that you are no longer servants, but friends. And therefore, I make you to know the secrets of heaven. Everything I've seen with my Father, I reveal it to you. We have been reconciled. All these the outlines I'm giving, each one of them can take time to share about it. But I just wanted to give you an overview of what the grace of God has done for us. We have been united in Christ. Because you see, the Jews were different. We were not involved in the covenant promises. We were not children. But because of the grace of God, we are now united in Christ. The Africans, the Americans, the Indians, the Japanese, and all people in the world, so long as we have accepted Christ, we are united, we are one body in Christ. Isn't that wonderful, dear brethren? And so, I want to encourage you that this grace which has saved us, which has brought us this far, let us be very, very serious about it. Let us continue to share with others about this grace. I believe that God is able to stretch forth his hand and he's able to save us, he's able to deliver us, because every time and again, he picks each and every person We need to pray that this blindness and the darkness that is on the minds and hearts of the people should be lifted, and people, and the light of the gospel should shine in their hearts, and they should turn to the Lord, because His grace is very sufficient and it is able to reach out. We have seen His grace saving Muslims. We have seen His grace saving sorcerers, witch doctors, and many other people we never thought of. Take, for example, the grace of God was able to pick on Saul, the persecutor, the one who was killing the Christians. It was His grace. So the grace of God is so abundant. It is so rich, we must cherish it. Let's rise up and pray. We can rise up and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Your grace is so abundant that we can compare it to nothing else. We thank You that You have stretched forth Your hand and You have picked us out of the world, and You have made us Your children, and You have made us to be Your kingdom, a kingdom of priests and kings, Lord gracious God, that we should be part and parcel of Your family. That grace has reached out, has saved us, has delivered us, has redeemed us, has made us Your children. You have become our Father. I pray that, gracious God, You cause that grace to continue burning in our hearts, my God. God, we give You praise. My God, there might be some people here who are sick. I call upon You that You touch them and heal them and deliver them. There are a number of people here who are going through a number of things, my God. Some of them are oppressed. Some of them are stressed. I pray that, God, You deliver them and set them free. There are many people, Lord gracious God, going through financial times of difficulties. I pray that, God, You stretch forth Your hand and do something. I give You praise. I give worship in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.